going to be hit and obliterated. Torrey's hit from behind. Holy hit. Right on the line. Landry Jones is eaten alive at the 22-yard line.
All right, Tom, but after 10 years with the Chiefs this offseason, you had an opportunity. You could have gone anywhere. You chose to come back here. Was there ever any doubt that you were going to come back to the Chiefs?
No, I didn't have any doubts. I mean, I love being here. I told Coach, I want to come back. And he said, that's up to Dorsey and those guys. And I didn't waver in myself thinking I was going to be anywhere else. I mean, I'm sure there was interest. My agent told me there were interests from other people. But being here 10 years and the family atmosphere, the Hunt family, and having Coach Reed and Dorsey coming in and really revamping what, the Chiefs stood for a long time. And, I only want to be part of that.
You've been through four head coaches. You talk about Dorsey and Reed. You've been through a lot of different head coaches here. Last 3 years, three straight winning seasons. You did get that playoff win down in Houston. I know it wasn't what you guys ultimately wanted to accomplish, but just what's been the difference over the last 3 years for you as far as where this organization's gone? Because you've seen it for a long time.
Coach Reed and Dorsey and his staff, they put together a great team. I say we have a great team, but just saying that is not enough. It has to be up to the players. And I think at a certain point, the coaches leave it up to us, and we have to figure out what we want to do. And it's kind of what happened last year. We knew we had a good team. Moving forward, we just came out and said, listen, man, this is what we do. We got to have fun doing it. And we have a bunch of guys here that, that can make plays. And we went out and made plays and played our hearts out.
I know every team is different. Obviously, the team next year, the roster is going to be a little bit different, but it seems like a lot of the pieces of the defense are coming back. How close do you feel like you guys are to having the group of guys that you need to go and accomplish what you want to do?
I don't think we're far off. We're the team that the league needs to worry about.
Down the middle of the field, it's going to be intercepted by Marcus Peters.
We come in games and we play with a lot of confidence. And our guys feel just the way I feel,
Intercepted by Barry.
We don't worry too much about others. We just come in with our game plan and we just give our best that game. And we know if we do that with what they've brought in, with what Coach Reed and John Dorsey have brought in, if we just give our best, the chances of us winning games are just high, every week.
How about those
last season, over 870 snaps that you played, 6.5 sacks. I know it seems like a lot. Were you surprised at how your body kind of held up throughout the season, the level that you played at?
I love the game. It's almost like I've been brainwashed from Penn State, and I love playing the game. I don't care where you put me, I want to play. But that mind has to change. With all the new technologies and how you can monitor guys, and I could probably be more effective with less snaps, and that's not coming from me, that's coming from upstairs, and I agree with them. Just looking around the league, I think a year or two ago Dumervil played maybe half of what I played last year, and he ended up with 18 sacks, and I feel like maybe if I can take on to what Coach Reed and John Dorsey is trying to instill in me, I believe I could be more productive.
In the top 50 in the NFL's all-time career sacks, you're the 11th guy in that company that is going to play his entire career with one organization. Now, Chiefs fans and Chiefs Kingdom, you have a special relationship with them, and now they take care of their own. They're going to root for all the guys unlike any other franchise in the NFL, but your relationship with them is unique. Just how special and what has their support meant to you throughout your career?
Well, they've stuck with us when times wasn't good, and they're still around, and it's special knowing that our fans are always going to be supportive and always rooting for us, and rooting for me, because I guess I'm one of the oldest guys here, and they've seen me grow from basically a young adult to a grown man now, and it was really nice to see when we was in the playoff and went to Houston, how many people showed up for that game. And then winning the game, and the whole nation was just, the kingdom was just happy. So, I'm happy, thankful for the fans.